I'm Rachel C. Swanson, and you're listening to the Refine and Restore podcast. Welcome to the podcast where I help strip away the lies that are holding you back and restore your heart and mind back to what is true. From faith, relationships, purposeful living, personal and spiritual growth insights, this podcast is designed to provide inspiration and encouragement to help you grow into the person that you are meant to be. Welcome back to the Refine and Restore podcast. I'm Rachel, and a brief update with me. I'm currently in a season where I am actively working on another manuscript for a publisher right now, which is super exciting, while I'm picking out a cover design for my other book that's releasing in October of this year, 2019. Which, by the way, thank you so much to my Inner Circle subscribers who helped this indecisive girl out with her decision for a book cover, which gave you a sneak peek at my book. It was so helpful, and you chose the one that I was actually leaning towards the most, which was so exciting. I can't wait to get this book into your hands, which of course is titled Refine and Restore, and unpacks so much more about the refining and restoring cycle we are all on to revive our hearts and release our purpose for God into the world. Because once you know who you are in Christ and the lies holding you back from experiencing deeper intimacy with God, you will be able to break away from those lies, restore the truth of your identity, and release your unique purpose into the world. I know this because I am living proof of it. And because, friend, having God in your life means to be invited into an adventure with Him. God is anything but boring, unlike what some people believe. If you think He's boring, then maybe you are sitting on the sidelines too much, and maybe you aren't stepping out to discover all that He has in store for you. One such area is a place my guest and I discussed in today's episode about unearthing our creativity again, understanding that we are creative. You know, if God is the ultimate creator, then we hold some of those creative talents and gifts as well. Jenny Randall calls herself a creative ninja, which I love, don't you? She's an entrepreneur, speaker, and wrote a book called Courageous Creative to help unleash your inner creative that may be feeling suppressed right now. She's also an Emmy award-winning video editor, which is just the coolest, right? I've seen her Emmy, you guys, when we've chatted on video. It's for real. Another cool thing I want to mention is that I actually knew her husband in college. So we actually initially connected because of that connection, and it's birthed a genuine online relationship, even though we've never actually met in person yet. But I love that, don't you? I love how social media can be used for so much good to connect us together in this wide world that we live in. So in this episode, we chat about why you need to go back to your creative childhood roots, how we are all creative, you just may not realize it yet, and you might just want to keep listening in because you may hear me do a freestyle rap with her on this episode. I know. Who am I? Apparently, she and I just have so much fun in this one, and I think you're going to have a lot of fun listening to our chat, too. All right, Jenny, so you are probably one of the most creative people that I know. So have you always been this way, or are there certain mindset shifts that you've done to help spark this creativity in you?
Yeah, well, man, that was a tongue twister you just laid down
there. I know.
Mindset, yes. But I was already in the creative space. But okay, so let's go back to third grade, Jenny. I made my first film. I totally am using that term loosely, but I did a first film at third grade, and we showed it to my teacher. And rather than watching the TV that was playing the movie we made, I watched her, and she was responding like when it was supposed to be funny, and she was engaged with whatever I had made. And I remember in that moment, it was this moment that like marked my timeline. And I was like, whatever, third grade Jenny, whatever is happening here, I want to do that. So I kind of went on this journey of figuring out how to tell story, where my talents fit into that and what that looked like. And then at 18, I became a Christian and gave my life to Jesus. And my prayer was always, God, I just want to make an impact for you. Mm-hmm. And I felt as if He said, you are going to influence all aspects of media. And it's been interesting because I've been working in the entertainment industry and the publishing industry. And now I'm kind of on the other side of it, being like the face of this is creativity and that. So it's been amazing just from third grade Jenny to now seeing how that creativity has been expressed through all the different aspects of media.
Yeah, that is so cool. So you've mentioned to me before that you know, when we're kids, our creative energy, and you kind of were talking about how you were pretty creative as a kid, but our creative energy is substantially higher than when you're an adult. So what are the stats for that again? And can you kind of explain like why that you think it's important to kind of tap into that creative part of our brain as an adult?
Yeah. So Dr. George Land did this study, and he tested 4 and 5 year olds, and they tested at genius level creatives, which, you know, you have kids, you hang out with them for 5 minutes and they're 98% genius creatives. Like, and you can catch that because they're so creative.
Yeah, no joke. My kids, even just this past couple days, because we've been isolated from all these storms, you know, they've been stuck inside. And yet I have been letting them just be like, let's be creative. Let's figure things out. Almost letting them be bored, because they figure things out when they're bored of like, oh, let's do this. And they've been creating like all these forts, and they created like their own little playground. And like, they have so much fun tapping into that creativity. And it makes me sit back in awe of, why don't I do that more? You know, I need to do that.
Yes. Yeah. Even my son, we're in upstate New York, so it's like snowmageddon.
Oh, no.
It is like, so they have indoor recess, which apparently is super boring. Ugh. But the other day he came home with this 3D model of paper, like a paper architecture building that all his friends made just because they had nothing else to do. And I'm thinking, I don't think I could do that now. And like, yeah. So to see their level of creative. Okay. So, okay. George Land, 4 and 5 year olds, 98 percentile genius level creatives. He tested those same kids 5 years later. So at the age of 10, they went down to guess what it was?
50?
98 to 50. Nope. 30%.
Wow.
And then at 15, they went down to 12.
Oh my gosh.
So then he tested, the average age was 31. He tested them again and it went down to 2%. So there's this huge gap. Yeah, there's this huge gap where our creativity decreases with age. And part of my mission is to help us fight back and to reclaim that creativity, because it's in there. And a lot of people, actually 75% of adults, feel like they have either lost, buried, or shelved their creativity. So you have to be proactively like on a mission to reclaim it and stretch it. It's like a muscle, you know. You can go to the gym and work out and build those muscles. You can retrain your mind to rebuild that creative muscle.
Yeah. And so how do you do that? You know, how do you tap into that creative way of thinking? And
yeah, well, I wrote a great book that will help you do that for sure. but we'll talk about that later. You rebuild your muscle. It's just being proactive, doing something every day, even if it's for 5 minutes, you're retraining yourself. So like, it feels dumb, you can still do it. Like, I like to make up rap songs in my car while I'm driving the kids to school. I'm like, we'll do freestyle rap battles, which, hold on that thought. Cause I'm going to challenge you to that in a minute. But so there's rap battles you can do. You can like YouTube art tutorials and take drawing lessons. There's so many different writing prompts you can find online. Mm-hmm. And also, our creativity isn't just art-based, it's also creative thinking and like engineer and science. Those are creative things too. So you have to look at it from more of a holistic point of view rather than, okay, my creativity is expressed in art. Well, how, we're all meant to be creative, and what are the talents and gifts that you have that go in with the act of making stuff is how I define creativity. So,
and I like that you make the point of, you know, architects and accountants and people that think, oh, well, I'm not really creative because it's not the artsy type of creative. It's not, there is a different side of that creativity, right? That they're emphasizing. And so really everybody is creative. Everybody has a creative part to them. They just may not either see it that way, or they may not even understand it.
Yeah, exactly. And even like leadership and high level business strategy, they're all creatives too. I mean, preachers are one of the greatest communicators that are hopefully creative in the way they're communicating.
Hopefully. So,
hopefully. If not, buy my book, you'll be fine. But okay, so we're talking about stretching your creativity. I feel a creative challenge coming on. Are you into it?
Sure. Why not? Let's do this.
Okay. Tell me, what has been like the mission of your heart lately? Like, what's been a hot topic that you've been kind of thinking about?
Oh, gosh.
It can be anything, silly or something super deep.
Okay, because normally I'm pretty deep. I'm not as silly. Sorry.
No, I'm the same way.
I like being silly, but I would say, I mean, really the passion on my heart has been to help people understand the lies that they are struggling with, the struggles that the enemies tried to put in their head, and then restore their heart back to the truth of who God is, their identity, understanding their purpose, their gifts, their unique gifts, and how to facilitate those into the world.
Ooh, girl, that's going to preach. Okay, here's, I'm going to have you do a creative challenge. You're going to have 30 seconds and you're...
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And you're going to rap, you're going to freestyle rap about that truth and lies and go to it. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to be perfect.
Okay.
There's freedom here and everyone listening is cheering you on.
So I'm just going to go for it. Okay.
Go for it.
How long?
30 seconds.
30 seconds. Okay. And I got to freestyle rap it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like opera. Unless you feel that creative expression, that's fine.
Yeah, no, let me get my mental cap on. Let me get into this mindset. Okay, ready? So we're going to refine away the lies that you are thinking, find away the lies that you are believing. And what we're going to do is we're going to put the truth all upon you.
Yeah.
Oh, isn't that great?
I'm crying because I wish everybody could see your dance moves.
I had to do. I'm sorry. I'm expressive.
No, I was feeling
like
that.
If you see me talk on stage, like I'm moving, I'm talking.
Oh, I'm totally a hands talker. Yeah, I feel you.
That was amazing. Okay. I feel creative now. I feel those juices flowing.
I feel it. But here's the thing. Like I love you because you just jumped in. There have been people that are like, okay, I'm gonna do. Because I'll speak nationally around the country too, and we'll talk about creativity. And I'll invite people up on stage to freestyle rap, and there are roadblocks there, and they'll be like, I can't do it. And I love overanalyzing. What is that thing we're so afraid of that we can't be expressing ourselves creatively? Because a lot of times it's fear, or one of my biggest ones was a lot of times feeling like there would be judgment there of what I'm expressing, or people are going to be, oh, well, that's not good. Like hearing what people think. So when you can learn to, who cares, say that, yeah, who cares?
Totally.
And just walk. I mean, our mission as believers is to glorify and enjoy God. And pretty sure you were enjoying God in that freestyle rap because that was on fire.
It was probably a lot shorter than 30 seconds. I think that was like 10.
No, but it felt right. It felt right.
That's where I had to stop. So fun. Yeah. See, and so tell me then, you have a lot more of these ideas and you talk about this. And actually, I love your book, by the way.
Thank you.
When I got your book, I was just like, this is the coolest resource ever. I mean, seriously. And trust me, that's coming from somebody who's a fairly creative person. I mean, I created a pretty creative book as well. But yours was so cool. And if you guys don't know it, it's Courageous Creative. And it's a 31-day devotional to help you tap into those creativities that you may be lacking on and missing out on. And so it kind of pushes you outside your comfort zone a little bit, but it's so good because just helps you rebirth and feel that passion again towards things you never really thought were even there, you know?
Yeah. I've been blown away. Well, you know what it's like when you release something into the world and you start to get feedback, you just want to cry your face off because God uses it in a way that I have never imagined. People have gone through Courageous Creative and have started businesses because they've unlocked their creative potential. One woman, I got to share the story. She went through deep childhood trauma and she worked through her stuff with Jesus and she had a lot of healing and she got this book and she started working through it. And there's like maybe 4 coloring pages in the book. So one of the challenges is pick a coloring page in color. And she was feeling so restrictive and like, oh, I can't do this. And was getting super anxious. And God like brought her through the process. Like, okay, you're feeling restrictive because of what happened back here as a child. She went through the whole book. She was able to color through the coloring pages, but just deep healing happened.
Wow.
Because she took the time to stretch her creativity and was open to hearing God's voice in regards to like what was limiting her beliefs. And it blows my mind. Like you never think from, oh, I just colored a picture, that deep healing could come from that. But
yeah,
it's amazing. There's been such creative freedom. And I think championing our creativity for Jesus is like one of the greatest things we can do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Amen. That also reminds me of when I created the Big and Little Coloring Devotional, and it's for adults and children. And, you know, I have a friend who is a licensed counselor. He has a PhD and all that kind of stuff. And he was even vouching for the fact of how much coloring can really help you process through certain pains or hurts or fears, and how important it is even for children too, who have experienced pain or trauma or whatever, that it's a really great way to kind of work through those without it having to feel like it's so like in your face. It's a more relaxing and easier way to engage in that. And so I love that, because what you were doing is giving her a relaxing and easier way to engage in these things of the past that were holding her back from continuing to move forward into the person that she's meant to be, the creative person that God's created her to be. And she was able to finally move past those things. And how cool to hear that she's been able to move past that and find freedom in that, which is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
As far as scripture, you know, is concerned, are there certain key points of scripture or certain verses or things that you feel like has direction for why we are, or that we are creative beings and that we're meant to pursue these dreams? Because I've even heard from people saying pursuing your dreams is not from God, or I know. Right?
I mean, the Bible kicks off with, in the beginning, God created. Right. So let's pause there for a second. Get those highlighters out. He is the first character trait even mentioned of God is that he's creator. And I mean, that's in Genesis. And then if you continue to read on, it says that he made man and women in his image. In the image of God, we are created. So we therefore have creativity in our DNA. Enter sin, which holds back that full nature of who we are designed to be. So it really is a fight to get it back. All throughout Courageous Creative, the devotional, I have scripture like tackling why you shouldn't be a people pleaser, like why you shouldn't be in a performance mentality. And then the whole dreaming thing with God, let me just punch that person in the face that has been said. I mean, what? I'll repent on that. Sorry, Jesus. But it's one thing if you're dreaming selfishly, right? But it's another thing if you're dreaming God-breathed dreams. And if the dream you're carrying doesn't make you want to puke your guts out, you're not dreaming big enough, because there is, when you understand how big God is and how creative he is, when you can carry that and understand that, and you know you're made in the image, and all you want to do is walk aligned with God's story of what he's doing, you're going to be empowered. When you understand your creativity, you're going to be empowered to, when he says go write that book, you're going to be like, okay, I'm going to puke my guts up, but I'm going to do it because I understand how powerful, how big, how mighty you are, and I want to walk in that thing you have for me. Because when people walk in those dreams, beautiful things happen. Like that woman who was released in greater freedom in her own creative adventure, like beautiful things come from our obedience. And when you have a comprehension of creativity within that, like it really sets you free to dream huge with God. So I think that's a huge factor in dreaming with him, is understanding that weapon we carry, which is our creativity.
I absolutely agree. The whole aspect of, you know, if God is creative and we are created in his image, then we have to then carry some of that creativity over into our own life. And it's very evident. I mean, as much as God's very evident in creation, like look at the things that man or woman have created, you know, I mean, from the technology things to a home to just the things that we put our mind to, and just the resources that we put out there through books and whatever. It's just awe-inspiring, really. It motivates you to believe and remember that, okay, I also have creative gifts to release into this world. But then how do you know if God's leading you in that? I'd love to just kind of hear your opinion on that. Say maybe just even a story in your own life of when you felt like it was really clear that God's like, yeah, this is what you need to do. This is your next step. This is not your own self-made dream, that this is my dream for you.
Yeah. So gosh, this is such a big question. So I felt called into speaking in my 20s, and I ignored it for 10 years because I was terrified. Mm-hmm. And I remember early on when I was like, oh, I feel called to speaking, I told a friend, and that friend was like, why would you do that? And I twisted those words to, you're horrible, you're insignificant, nobody cares what you have to say, just all these lies. And every time I thought about that dream for 10 years, those lies would pop up and I'd be like, okay, I'm just like, I shouldn't do this. But as with any dream, it kind of pestered my spirit. And I'd see another woman walking in that. And I'd be like, I think I could do that. And I'd be encouraged by their example. And so eventually I told a friend, good friend that I trusted, and she's like, you could do this. And she began speaking life into that. And I think with any dream, they're fragile. So my first piece of advice is hold those dreams tightly, and the ones that you share it with in the beginning, tell a trusted friend, because it is a fragile thing. So I started being like, okay, I can go into speaking. And I remember that record player of who do I think I am to do this? Who do I think I am to do this kept playing in my mind. And I had this moment with God again, like a defining moment that marked my timeline. And I felt as if he said, Jenny, who do you think I am? And I was like, oh, you want to talk about conviction? It was real, just a sloppy, sobbing mess, like on the ground, like, man, sorry, Jesus. We have to trust the call that he's placed before us. And I was making it about me, and it's not really about me. It's about who he's called me to be and who he's called me to serve. And do I trust him in the process? I said, sorry, God, I do trust that you are bigger than my insecurity. I do trust that you're bigger than my lame excuses. I do trust that you're bigger than my stage fright. I trust you in this. So my friend that I told my dream to, she ended up sponsoring me to go to a women's speaker writer conference. And I went, and I felt overwhelmed. I mean, there's like hundreds of other, you know what it's like. There's hundreds of other women leaders and really just awesome people. And I just felt insecure there. And I was at one of the worship nights just sobbing, like ugly sobbing my face off. Like, so like my friend was like, are you okay? Like, it was so awkward. And I excused myself and I went into the prayer room and I just started praying. And God was like, you're not trusting me with this thing. And I, again, had this other moment, and it was as if it was a vision. And I always like to say, I'm not the type of person that sees Jesus on like grilled cheese sandwiches or like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
this was the moment I was having with God, and he showed me this image, and there was just blackness all around. And there was this little tiny dot, and he's like, that dot's you. And then around that dot, he showed me this big giant dome shape. And that dome shape represented this God-given dream that I had. And he said, Jenny, do you trust me to fill the spaces between you and that dream? And in my heart, I'm like, yes, God, I trust you. And in an instant, that whole place that it was once black, it began to fill and light up. And he said, when you begin to trust me to fill the spaces between you and your dream, you need to start dreaming bigger, because it's going to overflow with his power and his miracles. And he said, I'm going to be providing for you. I'm going to be providing resources. I'm going to be providing finances. I'm going to be providing community. Like, the list went on and on and on. And I was at the moment where I'm like, okay, I'll do whatever you say. And that was the thing. Like, all I was called to do was do what he called me to do in that minute. Like, I was getting so overtaken by the big picture of, this is my calling. Like, where's my stage with millions? Like, that's not what it's about. It's being obedient in that moment and carrying the vision, of course, but being obedient in that moment. And the minute I said, God, I'm so sorry, I trust you, let's do this thing. Like, the next day, Rachel, the next day, a girl called me that I worked with, and she said, hey, let's start a business. And I'm like, okay. So we just started talking. And she said, oh, I don't want to start a business. I want to invest in your speaking dream. And she actually ended up paying for Facebook ads for me. She ended up like doing administrative tasks. And God, again, reminded me, I told you, I'm going to fill the spaces between you and that dream. And I'm like, oh my gosh. So all as dreamers, we should be dreamers. And we have to trust that, again, it's understanding the bigness of who God is, how creative he is. We never see the big picture of who he is, but we have a knowledge that stuff is going on behind the scenes that we have no ability to really comprehend, but it's just a trust thing. It's just trusting the calling that he's placed before you and then doing it.
We are created in the image of God. And if we are created in the image of God, who is the ultimate creative, don't you think that we encompass some of those creative talents and gifts as well? Some of us may be struggling right now to discover what those creative gifts are. It's okay. I was there too. It takes some self-exploring and an open heart to receive what God wants you to explore with him. But trust me, the more you start pursuing the creative passions that you've been suppressing in your heart, the more you will come alive in ways that you never experienced before. God desires you to use your creative gifts in this world, whether it's cooking, singing, caring for others in unique ways, writing, coaching or mentoring others, teaching, building, paying attention to the small details, widening others' perspectives, calculating numbers. There are so many ways to be used by God, but perhaps we need a bit of help unearthing this creativity in us again. I encourage you to grab a copy of my friend's book, Courageous Creative, which will help you discover your creative gifts and give you the courage to use them. You can find out more about Jenny Randall by going to her website, jennyrandall.com. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for tuning in with me. If you would please take 2 minutes and leave a quick review on iTunes or wherever you are listening to this podcast, I would so appreciate it as it helps others find these helpful resources given through this podcast. I can't wait to hear how this episode impacted you. Let me know on Facebook or Instagram. Look me up. Use my name, Rachel C. Swanson, and I can't wait to connect with you more soon.